So if you're not aware, one of the things that we sometimes do when we finish our services, sometimes we say the grace to each other. And I have to be completely honest, I've never learned it. So it's always a bit weird for me when everybody's saying it to each other and they know it. But it's led me to think recently about welcomes and goodbyes. And I've been thinking about welcomes and goodbyes anyway recently. And I got to thinking about when we say the grace to each other, that's actually a really, really good goodbye. And I started to think, do you know what? Maybe that should be the focal point of our service today. So we're going to look through those verses. And actually, do you know what? Thinking about welcomes, I'm expecting someone just now, actually. I'm expecting someone to come and join me here. I wonder, where is he? I've been waiting for him. Is that Ewan? There's Ewan. He's here. He's arrived. Everybody give him a round of applause. Hello, Ewan. It's good to see you. Hey, can I get your coat? Yeah, it's roasting in here. Get your coat. And that hat. Can I get that hat off of you? Oh, would you like a cup of tea?
Yes, I'd love a cup of tea.
I'll get that back to you. Would you like a seat? Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Ewan. That wasn't very hard, was it? To do a welcome, to do a nice welcome to somebody. There's so many things that we can do when someone has gone on a long journey and come to you. And you can warmly welcome them in so many different ways. Lots of practical acts of kindness. But you know what? It occurred to me when I was in America last week, it's harder to say goodbye. And a lot of times we don't know what to do. When you're saying goodbye to loved ones, relatives, friends, and you're saying goodbye and you don't know when you're going to see them next, what do you say? The beauty of what we're about ready to read is that I think Paul has given us a wonderful example of what to say to each other when we say goodbye. Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 13. He says, "Finally, brothers, goodbye. Aim for perfection. Listen to my appeal. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the love of God and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints send their greetings." And this is what we say to each other often. We say, "May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." And those are his closing words to the Corinthians. May the grace of God the Father. That's what I'm going to focus on. We're going to have three short talks, and you'll see about the rest of them, but I'm going to talk to you about the grace of God. Do you know what? Throughout the New Testament, Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians, the Bible tells us that we have the same exact inheritance that Jesus Christ has. And God gives us that freely, even though we don't deserve it. That's not something that we've earned. He has. Jesus has earned this. And God the Father gives it to us freely. An inheritance so big. It's God's holiness. It's all of the world. It's all of creation. He's given that to us. That's grace, isn't it? When you don't deserve something, and yet somebody gives you something anyway. Well, God the Father has lavished on us an amazing inheritance. So I just want you to imagine for one moment that you've received an incredible inheritance. You wouldn't squander it, would you? What would you do with it? And we'll hear from the buzz band just now.
When Jesus was on earth, everything he did showed us just how much God loved us. And everything he said was so that we could understand how much God loved us. And he told some wonderful stories about that. And one of them is a very well-known one, which we're going to act out for you now, the story of the prodigal son. So can I ask people to come up and act that out now?
represent the story of the prodigal daughter.
Hang about. Shouldn't that be the prodigal son?
We're a bit short of male actors.
Fair enough. Equal opportunities and all that stuff. What does it mean, anyway?
What?
The prodigal bit.
Well, you know, it comes from the Latin. Prodigal. It means, well, prodigal, I suppose.
You don't know either, do you?
Of course I do. I looked it up at home. It means, how can I put it, sort of wasteful of one's means, squandering. Lavish, actually.
Can we get on with it, please?
Okay, scene one.
This guy in East Lothian, right? He's a rich farmer. Really loaded. Know what I mean? Big farm, acres of turnips, carrots, cabbages, oilseed rape, all that green stuff, right? Making serious money. You get the picture, don't you?
The farmer had two daughters.
Tracy and Sharon.
Our story commences one lovely summer's day in the idyllic setting of the family's East Lothian farmhouse. Skylarks were singing their merry tune high in the sky. The fruit on the apple trees slowly ripening in the golden summer sun. Cornflowers held their proud heads high along the hedgerows.
Can we get on with it, please?
Right, the plot. Tracy, fed up with country life, in a sulk, goes to Dad, demands her share of the family fortune, wants to go to London to live her own life. Mega tantrum. Dad gives in, and Sharon thinks it's a disgrace. Tracy takes the money and makes a rude gesture to Sharon. Not too rude, please. Okay. Packs bags and makes tracks for the city.
Scene two. London.
The big city. Bright lights, trendy, where the action is. Life in the fast lane. Discos, parties, Filofax, all that stuff. You get the picture.
Tracy soon settled into the high life of the big city. She made friends quickly and spent her money with abandon to impress them. She threw a big party for all her new friends.
Free coke and crisps all round. Music, flashing lights, hours of fun. Then, good night, Trace. Cheers. See ya.
The next night, she threw another party, although she was a bit worried when she checked her purse.
Free cakes all round, but no crisps. Disco music, flashing lights, hours of fun. Then, good night, Trace. Cheers. See ya.
The next night, she threw another party, but her money was running out.
Disco music, flashing lights, hours of fun, but no free cakes or crisps. Friends very disappointed. Good night, Trace. Cheers. See ya.
The next night, she threw another party, but no one came. She wandered lonely through the dark streets of the big city. She checked her purse. She was broke.
Well, nearly broke.
She gave her last 10p to a deserving cause. She wandered back to the solitude of her flat in the Fulham Road and cried her way through the night. From here on, it was ill all the way.
Fate had put the skids on Tracy's life.
She took a job at a checkout in Tesco's, but got the sack for being late.
Her landlord threw her out of her flat for not paying the rent.
The following week, she slept on the sack under the Hammersmith flyover.
life had taken a turn for the worse.
Her sweet dream of freedom had turned sour.
Hungry, miserable, homeless, penniless, you get the picture.
Then suddenly, Tracy comes to her senses.
She's been a fool.
I've been a fool.
Even the women who pick the cabbages on her father's farm have a better life than this, she thought.
Mega regrets. Time for action. Going home wise.
Scene 3. Meanwhile,
back on the farm,
as he had done every day since she had left home, Tracy's father gazed longingly down the A1 with the same old question running through his mind.
Will they ever make it a dual carriageway?
Will she ever come home again?
Will she no come back again?
And then, in the distance, he saw someone approaching. Could it be? Surely not. Yes, it was. He called Sharon. Come quickly. Look, our Tracy is coming home.
I'm sorry, Dad.
The father opened wide his arms to greet her and said,
how dare you come crawling back here after the way you treated us? You ungrateful little wrench. You had a decent home here, all that you could have wanted, and you walked out on us. Well, don't think you can just come home now as though nothing had happened. Oh, no, you can't just turn round and get back where you came from this moment. You took your money. You've had your chance, so just clear off.
No, that's not right.
Well, it's only what she deserves, isn't it?
Quite right.
But doesn't the father actually want to forgive her? Look, he's been longing for her to come home. He even wants to have a party to celebrate.
And quite unbelievable. You're not telling me that after the way she's treated him, he's actually going to forgive her. Why would he do that?
Because he loves her.
I'm just going to check whether you were listening now. So I'm going to ask you all a question and I'd like you all to shout the answer. Why would that dad welcome his daughter back after the way she behaved? Why would he do it?
Because he loves her.
Exactly, because he loves her. And that's why Jesus told that story. Because God is the Father in heaven who really loves every one of his children. Everyone. And it doesn't matter what they do, how far away from him they get, he still loves them. And he wants them all to be part of one big family, one big loving family. And that's wonderful news for us. Because we know that whatever we do, however far away we go, perhaps even further than London, down the A1, even further than that, however far away we are from God, he'll always be longing for us to come back. And when we do come back and we say we're sorry, he'll just welcome us with open arms. So that's a wonderful thing to remember. And that's why when we say the grace, we say, may the love of God be with you.
So we've had the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We've had the love of God our Father. And now we come to the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. This is the third part of the way of saying goodbye. And it's a really special phrase, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, because it has a double meaning. It could mean two things, and they're both true. It has a double meaning. So it's not you get it wrong if you think one thing, and you get it wrong if you think the other. You can think both of them, because they're both true. It has a double meaning. The first meaning is a bit like the companionship. of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God, the God who's with us. The companionship, in John chapter 14, Jesus says, I will not leave you as orphans. I will send the Holy Spirit who will live with you and be in you. So the Holy Spirit is God who is in spirit and he's with us and he's in us. And he's our companion and he's our friend. And today is Promotion Sunday, which means that for many of us, today is marking a change. Some of you will be moving from one Sunday club to another Sunday club. Some of you will be moving, well, probably most of you will be moving from one nursery class or one school class to another school class, or else you'll be leaving school, or else you'll be going off to college, you'll be moving one year to the next year, or you're going to university, or going to a job. Some of you might even be moving job, or might even be moving house, or might have been going on holiday to somewhere you've never been before. So, if you like, today is marking change. But as we say goodbye to each other today, we can say, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Which means that wherever you go, whatever new territory, whatever new experiences, God is going to be with you. You'll never be alone. You'll never have to face something on your own. You'll always have God by your side. And he'll be there to protect you and to comfort you and to encourage you and to guide you and to strengthen you. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit. But as I said, it has a double meaning. It could also mean the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. I've just said the same thing you're saying. Has John gone mad? Probably. But the fellowship of the Holy Spirit could also mean the company of the Holy Spirit, or as someone from one of the link groups said to me last week, the fellows who are in the same ship. Fellowship, you get it? Fellows who are in the same ship. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit. You know, a few years ago, I was invited to a birthday party. And interesting enough, it was a birthday party held at school, where we had our congregational picnic last Sunday. And the person whose birthday it was someone called Isabel Murray. And some people may know her. And I think it was her 70th birthday party. Although it might have been her 80th, but I think it was her 70th. And the place was absolutely packed full of people. It was full of people of all ages and people of all sorts of different backgrounds and people of all sorts of different nationalities from all over the world. And the one thing we all had in common was we all knew and loved Isabel Murray. And that's what the fellowship of the Holy Spirit's about. It's about people of all sorts of different ages, of all sorts of different backgrounds, and all sorts of different, you can come from all over the world, but the one thing we all have in common is the same friend who's with us, the Holy Spirit. And that's what the fellowship, that's the other meaning. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Now, as I said, today is a time of change. Some of you are going to be moving Sunday club, some of you are going to be moving class, some of you are going to be moving from school, some of you are going to be moving to college, some of you start new jobs, some of you are going to new places on holiday. Some of you might even be moving church. I know there's at least one person here who, for very good reasons, the time has come for her to move and start worshiping in another church. But wherever it is that you're going, you can know that you're part of the fellows in the ship, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, that we're all still family. There's only one church. We're all still family because we are united in our friendship with God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, which means that wherever we go, it'll still be the same family that welcomes us. Whoever we worship with, it'll still be the same God we're worshiping. So we've looked at the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we've looked at the love of God our Father, and we've looked at the fellowship of his Holy Spirit. When you say goodbye to people, you can use those words, and they're really, really, really special.